This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Workers at King Soopers and City Market grocery stores in the greater Denver area plan to strike tomorrow against Kroger, their parent company. CPR's Matt Bloom reports.
Union workers at over 60 stores plan to protest alleged unfair labor practices and Kroger's latest contract proposal. The two sides have been deadlocked at the bargaining table for several weeks, with no resolution in sight. At a press conference, bakery manager Carol McMillian said she plans to walk off the job if the company doesn't offer better pay and improved safety conditions.
We're just here to make a better life for our workers, you know, for my friends, for our customers, and for the community. I mean, it's all a whole.
Over the weekend, King Soopers requested the help of a federal mediator to resolve the dispute, which the union rejected. I'm Matt Bloom, CPR News.
With the new Omicron surge hitting Colorado, the state has officially seen more than 1 million COVID-19 cases since the start of the pandemic. The first case of the coronavirus in Colorado was detected on March of 2020, though scientists believe the virus was present among skiers in Colorado as early as December of 2019. A worker shortage is putting a squeeze on public transportation in the Denver metro. CPR's Nathaniel Miner has more.
Ridership on RTD's buses and trains has been inching up for months, at least before Omicron showed up. And RTD wants to add more service to meet that demand. But a lack of drivers, mechanics, and other essential workers is keeping that from happening. A new service plan shows no increases in service until this fall, at the earliest. RTD is working out a new deal with its drivers' union, though, that could lead to a pay bump and perhaps help with recruiting and retention. I'm Nathaniel Miner, CPR News.
Find more at cpr.org.